Hi, I am Jane Wilson, the Healing Rebel, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about kind of why I created the Healing Rebel membership. And I created it because when I got diagnosed with Crohn's back in 2017, I didn't know where to turn for information. I didn't know where to get good information, where the charities that exist have some information. But because of my nature and wanting to know more about the disease, what causes the disease, why do these things happen, that then took me down a rabbit hole of research and studying and this real passion and desire to learn more because this thing was going on in my body. And I needed to know more. I wanted to know more. I wanted to know what I could do for myself. I needed to reignite that power within me that I knew was there. We all have that power. And it's up to us to awaken, reawaken that power, to tap into that power. And that comes in the form of learning. It comes in the form of reaching out and asking for support through mentorship, friendship, guidance from other people that have been on the journey. And putting what you learn into place for you, all the while listening to your own body and seeing how you respond. If you've been diagnosed with a health condition, firstly, it's not your fault. Shit just happens sometimes. There's the Crohn's pun. First of all, it's not your fault. Please know that it's not your fault. I have been through the mill, through the ringer with myself of, oh, if only I had eaten better when I was a child, if only I had not drank so much for so long and abused my body and not slept and gone through all this pathway of self-blame and shame, which isn't helpful for a start. And it's also not true for a start, for another start, for another thing. One of the many doctors that I have listened to over the years, was talking about the body and how the body's constantly regenerating itself. He specifically mentioned the bowel. And I've heard this from a couple of different doctors that within 3 days, you have an entirely new colon because the cells have died off and regenerated and died off and regenerated. That's how the body works. The body's always dying off and regenerating. Now, when it's regenerating, if it's regenerating unwell, then there's a situation with your ecosystem, and that's irrespective of whether or not you have inflammatory bowel disease or endometriosis or fibromyalgia, MS, arthritis, psoriasis, eczema, allergies, going through the menopause, whatever, even your menstrual cycle, the symptoms that you're getting from that, everything in your body is always regenerating, and the ecosystem that we live in, this house or body, it's regenerating the best it can with the information it has, with the fuel it has. There are lots of things that we can do that can help influence that. If you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, you will know I'm always banging about on about gut health and draining your lymphatic system, understanding your values, working with your emotions, allowing the emotions to come up and pass through you rather than suppressing them down. Knowing what it is that you eat, making sure that you hydrate well, making sure that you rest and recover well from the activities that you're doing, getting really good quality sleep. All of these things influence your ecosystem. How can we nurture that? How can we nourish that? How can we make choices today that are going to help work with that ecosystem? Now, there might be a problem genetically where there's only so much that you can do, and the outcome of your situation is you're always going to have this disease underlying. This disease is going to be there, it's going to come up, it's going to influence the activities you do. You know, if you have had an organ removed or a limb removed, that won't grow back. And there are some people who think that with the right mindset and with the right tools, that could be possible. I haven't seen it happen. Show me somebody that has regrown an organ that can do wonderful things to inspire the rest of us, right? But there are a lot of people out there who heal or live very well with the condition that they have. And I want that for you. I'm just quickly scanning through the different modules that I've got in my membership to check to see if there was anything that I missed. Really important one, move your body. I'm banging on about that all the time. How did I forget that it was there? Oh my goodness. Anyway. Yes, these things, super important. Moving your body, resting, your mindset, noticing when you're self-sabotaging. So if you know that eating particular foods are aggravating to your system, but you go ahead and do it anyway, is that an informed choice that you're making, or are you sabotaging your results? Only you know the answer to that. If you go out and get steaming drunk and you know, if you don't know that it causes damage in your body, hear this right here, right now, alcohol has got zero positive benefits. Zero. And that's not open for discussion, that is in the science. At 25 mils over a week, there is no negative, but there is no positive. And then beyond 25 mils, which is one unit of alcohol, it's only detrimental to your health. If you're making that as an informed choice, or are you making that as a sabotaging choice? The only times I've ever wanted to reach for alcohol is when things have been bad and I'm like, this is too hard, I can't do this anymore. I just want to get drunk. That would be me. If I made that choice and took action on it, that would be me sabotaging, because it's not an informed choice. If I eat a food, pineapple is the only is a food that sometimes causes me problems. Tomatoes sometimes cause me problems. I will take a chance with tomato-based food or a pineapple-based food to see how my body responds. If I'm not in inflammation, in an inflamed state, if I'm in an inflamed state, I'm not going to eat those foods because I know all it's going to do is make me feel worse. That's an informed choice. But if I really, really wanted to have a tomato soup or something, I could have it and know that things might not be okay, but then I can do other things to try and make myself feel better. For me to be able, if I had been able to access all this information in a really simple way when I first got diagnosed, I would have signed me up, give me the information, let me absorb this information, let me put these things into practice. Because I'd sit and read through academic journals, and if anybody's ever read an academic journal, they are dull. They are very, very dull. And they're not that easy to read. And one of the many symptoms when you are unwell is brain fog. So trying to read academic papers when your brain is not functioning properly is even more challenging than when you read it when your brain is functioning properly. So if I had been able to access, and this was the reason that I created the Healing Rebel membership, is because I want people to be able to have access to this information that I have gone and researched and then done a video on to teach it in a way that's understandable and actionable for you if it feels like the right thing for you to do at the time. If you watch something or listen to something and it's not the right time for you, like maybe doing your values, which is one, as I've spoken about previously on podcasts, is really important for you to know so that when you make decisions, you know you're making them in line with your values. But that's a thought process, that's a thinking process, and it's not easy to do if you've got brain fog and you're exhausted and you're fatigued. So if you came into the membership, you would then maybe go to the rest, how to rest in a way that feels really soothing for you. I've got lots of different ways that you can rest your body, that you can allow your body to heal, that you can dampen down the sympathetic part of your nervous system, that fight or flight, to get you into the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest, which is the part of your nervous system where your body heals. You can access tools like that straight away. Now, my membership is the only membership I know that exists like this. There may be other memberships out in the world that exist like this, but all the information is accessible online. You could go away and get all this information for free if you filter through and read and listen and watch and learn. But if you're not in a place of doing that deep research, then the membership is there for you to access. If finances are an issue for you being able to access it, then please do reach out to me. I can give a scholarship access so that you can start to heal, that you can start to feel better. That's all I want to do in the world, is teach people how they can do things so that they feel empowered. You have the power there. It's up to you to make the choice, to take the action, to move things forward. And I want you to be able to do it with ease. I want you to know that there's somebody there that can help, that can you can reach out to, that can support you on this journey. So if you're in that space, if you're just wiped out, done in, exhausted, feeling lost, feeling confused, feeling ashamed, feeling guilty, know that I've been there. And I sometimes return back to those energy spaces from time to time when I'm having a little pity party for myself and a finger of self-blame being pointed at me, going, why did you do this? Look what you could have done if only you had tried harder. It's what Brené Brown says, we're only ever doing our best in the moment. Everybody is always doing their best in that moment. And hindsight is a wonderful thing. You can look back and say, oh, shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done this. If only I had done X, Y, and Z. We all have those moments, those times, those regrets. And if you don't want to sign up for the membership, that's absolutely fine. It's an invitation there if you wish to take it. But I'll let you know the modules that are there. So if you think, I don't want to sign up for that, but I want to know what information I need to get, the modules that are in there, the first one is values. Because as I say, values are super important. You don't need to do these in any specific order. You do them as you wish. Loving your lymph, your lymphatic drainage work. If you have got an autoimmune condition and you are in an autoimmune flare, you only ever do head and neck lymph flush until you have come out of that flare, then you can start to do full body work. But you need to be able to start clearing the lymphatic system so that your body can reduce inflammation. Digestion. Working with your digestion to make sure that anything you're taking in can be broken down, can be absorbed. If you have gut health issues, your digestion will be sluggish. So being able to get your digestion, and part of that is coming into the state of parasympathetic nervous system, so that rest and digest. The other part of this module is a soothing breath. So learning breathing techniques that help soothe you so that when you do eat, your body's in a better state to be able to take it and actually digest it. And there are other tips in there that I give as well for digestion to help your body actually be able to digest food. Getting yourself into a routine and improving your sleep quality. Your body does so much healing when you are sleeping. And your sleep hygiene, vitally important. So I talk through the things that I do that have helped me improve my sleep. And you take from that what you need, what you don't need. The next module is on rest and meditation. So there is a video there talking about benefits of it, why we should do it. And then there are various different types of meditations that you can pick and choose from to find the ones that suit you best, because not every meditation works for every person. the nourishing your body, so thinking about the types of food you're eating, the how you're eating, the mindset you're in when you're eating, how do you nourish your body? There's a module there on self-sabotage, so how to recognize when you're sabotaging and how to overcome that. And sometimes it's an informed choice, and sometimes it's a sabotaging behavior, so knowing the difference between them. I have movement, Pilates and Pilates and yoga classes there. Some really gentle, really basic movements. Some slightly more advanced for when you're feeling better. Being able to pick the one that's right for you. There are a nice selection of different classes in there. There's some classes that are specifically for women's wellness and women's well-being, helping with breathing techniques that are specific to helping women release their diaphragm and be able to breathe better. So you can get a diaphragmatic breath. And the women's wellness masterclass and the spring into your second spring menopause support masterclass that I did. There's a module there on gut health, different information about science and gut health and inflammation, how I make milk kefir, how I make sauerkraut, how I make sourdough, some information there on fermented foods, histamine response if you find that you are somebody who has allergic reactions to things, different herbal infusions that you can take, skincare, and what was the other one? Oh yeah, and I've also got bonus modules where I have Janice Klein talking about gut health. If you've ever heard Janice talk, so much information. Jack Monroe doing tapping for anxiety, brilliant session. And Amanda's trainer, Mrs. Brain Trainer, talking about mindset and how the mind works and how you can then utilize that for the best of your for the best for you to get the best out of decision making and thought processes and all that beautiful stuff. So all of that is included in into the membership. As I say, if you're struggling financially, you can contact me about scholarship. If you're not sure if it's for you, you want to have a further conversation, reach out. Take note of all that, those different points, key points that I have brought into my lifestyle to be able to tweak things that I was already doing so that I feel better on a day-to-day basis. And as it stands in March 2024, things are good at this moment in time. I feel in a good place. My body feels physically well. I have been told I look very healthy. So long may that continue. And if I go into a flare of some description or something else comes up, I will go back to basics, see what I've let go of, what else maybe needs a little bit of tweaking. It's a continual journey. It's not a thing that you fix, air quote fingers. You're not fixing yourself. You're making tweaks, you're making adjustments so that you can be as healthy as you can possibly be. And that's going to look different for everybody. But if you are struggling, I don't want you to struggle. I want you to know that there is help here available for you. You can even go back and listen to past podcasts. There's lots of information in all these in these podcasts. It is up to you. But please do reach out if I can be of any help. Know it's not your fault. Know that there is something there for you if you need it. And I will have a wonderful guest on for the next podcast. My beautiful friend, Jean Fenwick. I love Jean so much. She is a wise woman who is fantastic. I'm not going to spoil it because you have to tune in next week. So make sure that you have subscribed, that you are following wherever it is that you watch or listen, so that you do not miss out on the next episode. Go back and listen to previous episodes if you're a new listener, because I have had some amazing guests and I share wonderful insights on my journey of things that have helped me heal over the years. Have a wonderful day, whatever it is that you are up to, and I will see you on the next podcast.